following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL Club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
OMFG and WTF, it's time to sit back, crack open a cold one, and dial in Urban Radio, the only show that takes you inside the game of urban terror.
Let's kick some in.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too.
And what is up? I am your host, Oswald, and have been since the inception of the show back in 2001. Glad you could be with us today in what might be called a long overdue show of Urban Radio. And yes, I agree. The situation and circumstances being what they were, a show was just not possible outside of my wife. No one really knows that better than my co-host today on Urban Radio, Maureen Yost, better known to the Urban Terror community as Blade Killer. In terms of tenure on the development, she began around 8 years ago, many moons ago, with a modeler named, Maureen, I can't even remember that long ago and remember the modeler's name. Actually, fill us in on how you got involved with the development team in Silicon Ice.
Oh, I was playing Quake 3 and hanging out with the artisans, Quake 3 skins, when Earthquake asked me to skin the ump to try out for Sid.
Sorry.
I did a skin for it, and the team like didn't ask me to join. That was late July 2000. I responded that I didn't have much time to work on Urban Terror, but I'd do what I could. That's when I started working on Beta 2.0. Only 1,600 hours and 10 months later.
Well, Blade, I'm glad you could be here with us today. I know we've done this, I think, one or two other times. And again, welcome to the show. And like I said, I think you've been here maybe two times before. I think we had a developer's roundtable of sorts. And I think we just had you as a co-host one time. I'm not really sure, but are you ready to put on those
At least once.
Are you ready to put on the rubber boots and wade into things? Because, as usual, they do get rather deep. And since the release of 4.0, we have seen an influx of new blood to the urban terror community. Now, this is a good thing because this means there's more targets running around for the OGers to take aim at. Now, notice I didn't call them noobs, like many of them refer to them as a gamer, because a gamer is a gamer is a gamer, be it black, white, male, female, straight, gay, whatever. Behind an alias in front of a computer screen, we are all equals. Well, we do have new gamers to our community. They might as well run up behind you and cap your ass. So remember, OGers, watch your back. So regardless of your skill level or where you fall within the urban terror community, from old school gamers since, say, 1.27 or prior to the new community with 4.0 or 4.1, welcome to Urban Radio. Now, a little bit of background of the show before we officially launch into the sexy goodness. And yes, that is my phone ringing. Damn it. I thought I turned that off. Anyway, who cares about it? We'll just continue on. I want to refer to this as the sexy goodness I refer to as the show. Just want to catch up. I'm going to say, now you guys are going to hear who's calling me. Anyway, I developed the concept for the show back in 2000 when Urban Terror was still relatively new. The first show aired when we announced the winning levels for a level design concert contest sponsored by Silicon Ice Development Team. Jesus, it's too early. You know, I should be doing this at noon, not at 10 a.m., because I still can't talk. I've had too much coffee, no beer, and I'm all amped up, ready to go. That was our team name before we changed it to Frozen Sand LLC. And since the original show in 2001, it expanded, became a weekly piece that aired on Friday or Saturday for 2 to 3 hours at a time. And it was really an open forum for the community to listen, to get involved. Show content would not vary too much as we would talk about future development. I would stand on my soapbox and rant about something in the community, and we would play Urban Terror on the Urban Radio server of the week, talk to team members, take Q&A, and other assorted activities. And along with Urban Radio, I became the main shoutcaster for clan-based matches, staying up to date on all the league activity. And there was also a time where I did cover some of the OGL, STA, and TWL matches, but my main attraction was clan-based. Urban Radio would usually precede these matches as a pregame show. Oh, yeah, and did I mention that Portugal is still the best Urban Terror nation going? Ha ha! Gotta love that, huh, Blade?
I remember the one and only time I shoutcasted a clan-based match. It drove the fans wild. It was really funny. I suddenly looked in IRC and heard them talking, and they'd never heard a woman do a shoutcast before, and I was doing it like a golf announcer, you know, the whisper.
Gotta like the little courtesy clap, right?
It was on Queen D's level commune. Oh, a lot of fun.
And in 2005, my time and maybe lack of support from the community, and I believe we were still in the 3.x version of the game, whatever version that was, 1 through 7. Support for the game was waning, and I was honestly losing interest to other activities I had scheduled in my life. And Urban Radio nearly came to a dead end between, I think, the end of 2005, maybe 2006, and pretty much all of last year. Sure, there were some oddball shows now and then when I had the time or for a major release. Thankfully, we can push all that to the side and hopefully move forward. And while none of us know how long the support for the game will continue, I now have free time in which to commit to the community and present you with Urban Radio. Now, a typical show is a few hours long, including some bad 80s music, since this is the best era of music ever. I know you script kiddies out there would not really understand,
no.
But indulge my music, myself, and Blade Killer here for a few hours. Along the way, we'll play some Urban Terror on the server of the week. What was that? No?
The 80s was not the best. That's when I stopped listening to music. That's when CDs came out.
Well, yeah, I know. I know you're just a couple of years older than myself. So you know, maybe the difference in age could have something to do with that. But yeah, you know, like I said, my opinion, 80s. But I understand you're, you know, maybe five or, you know what I mean.
Actually, it's not the music's fault.
It's the kids' fault.
Change to CD.
All right. Well, we're going to continue
on. Nowadays.
Oh, we got some of your music in there as you asked. I do want to thank Wolfsci for sending me that. Along the way during the show, we will play some Urban Terror on the Server of the Week, which will actually run in conjunction with the Server of the Month, as noted on the Urban Terror forums. And we'll open the floor up to you to your questions, as well as using TeamSpeak 2 to take your questions live on the air. Just make sure you can get our past our phone screener. That'll be Spellbinder today. He will actually answer all your calls. I like to call them calls. It sounds more professional than talking on TeamSpeak. But if you do Pound Radio, you will find the... you know what? I don't think I stuck the password in there. Huh, maybe I did. Anyways, I'll get that a break here. The TeamSpeak IP address is in Pound Urban Terror. Exclamation point radio is how you need to access that. And Spellbinder will probably drop it. I see him getting ready to type now. Crom, TS2 is not going to get whacked. Think positive, man. Come on now. He'll pass along all the information here in just a moment, but we will take those calls on the air. Yeah, let's whack Crom. And it's like whack-a-mole, whack-a-crom. Anyways, I'll continue. In between our talk and discussion and Urban Terror, we will bring you an update on the game, some community news, and maybe some league information, as well as some of my famous, or shall that be infamous, because that does mean more than famous, right? Now, there's a quote from the 80s, if you can tell me what movie that came from. Doesn't infamous mean more than famous? The Oswald Rant. So sit back and crack open a cold one. Better yet, get involved either by asking questions via TS2 or hopping on the Urban Radio Server of the Week. This is your show, and I want you to contribute. And when we return, I will pull out the soapbox. Actually, we're not calling it a soapbox anymore because that sounds too freaking political. We're going to call it Oswald's Bitch Box because that sounds much better. And you can hear my latest bitch. Thanks for tuning in today. I am Oswald, along with Blade Killer, and you are towing the line here on Urban Radio. And we are back on Urban Radio, heard live on Inside the Game, which is actually now part of the GGL and seen live on Stick'em Video. The video portion is something new that we began in 2007. Prior to that, it was audio only. Only problem is I can't seem to capture the entire show and have failed to save any of the previous videos from any of the shows. So you now have two options to tune into Urban Radio. Remember, you can also find the archive shows at filecloud.com, and that is where today's show will be posted at the conclusion of this broadcast. And with any luck, I may actually hit the video right, but I think it only gives me like 60 minutes of video, and that honestly is not enough. And I already have a lot of people sending me PMs here that you can't log into the IP address that I provided. That is correct. The password is, we're having issues here with the password, so I'm trying to get another TS2 server set up here quickly. And it's actually my wife who's trying to help me set it up, and I guarantee you she's still stuck in Guild Wars. So if anybody wants to message Spellbinder, he can give you all the information. So hang with us here. We do want to get all of you on the air, so I'll definitely take everybody's call here. So hang around, and we will get to that part of the show here in just a little bit. I have set aside some time specifically for that. Now, before I take my position on the bitch box, Blade Killer is going to actually tell you about the Urban Radio Server of the Week. Isn't that right, BK? Hello? Okay, so we really didn't practice this beforehand. Blade Killer, are you with me?
Hello? Aren't you coming back from music?
Oh, you know what? You can't. Yeah, I forgot. That's odd. You can't do it that way because there's like a 45-second delay. And so the music's still playing, but I'm talking, so... As I said, go ahead and introduce the Urban Radio Server of the Week for us, right? Yeah, we can't do it that way, unfortunately, because of the 45-second delay. It doesn't really work. It's a little goofy that way. So go ahead and give everybody the Urban Radio Server of the Week information right now.
Oh, okay. You're not going to come back and say we are back on Urban Radio here live on blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, I already did. You missed it.
You had your mic muted, so I didn't know you were on air again.
Gotcha. Well, I'll keep watching. Yeah, I know.
I'm just not to rehearse.
Yeah, we're still working on the details.
Here's
here, so.
My part. Well, this is better than having it all scripted anyways. Okay, so it was decided to run this in conjunction with the server of the month that is ported in Urban Terror Forums. This week, the server is sponsored by Just Fraggin, Urban Terror 4.1 Mixed Mode Server. The IP is 82.192.78.42. And it runs CTF, Free for All, Follow the Leader, and Capture and Hold. And the admins are the JF Clan. And their website is www.justfraggin.com. That's J-U-S-T-F, like Fred, RAGGIN.com. If you do run a server and want to sponsor an Urban Terror radio show, then fire off an email to Oswald at urbanradio@radioitg.com. And we will make sure to get your server in the mix, especially if we end up making this more than a monthly fix. We will drop into the server in a bit later in the show to check in on all the action. Here is Oswald again to provide you with a thought-provoking rant.
Oh, I can see this is going to be interesting. I guess practice would have been something we should have done. But nonetheless, we're here. We're having a good time. One thing I brought with me to the show from the original Sixth Floor website was a feature that I called Oswald Rants. Now, as I said, this has been changed to Oswald's Bitch Box because, honestly, that's all it is. This is an opportunity for me to take a stand on a subject and basically vent. Now, come on, the community has done this since we opened the forums back in 2001, so this is just a bit of retribution. And the opinion voiced here will not usually reflect the views of the development team, but sometimes it might, and when it does, a disclaimer will be made if and when necessary. This week, we focus on a nugget that might have fallen by the wayside tentatively. It was a hot debate a few months ago on the Urban Terror forums when my involvement was pretty much non-existent on a daily basis, but nonetheless, I still had an opinion, and I wanted to be heard. So while I'm still getting back into the saddle, I feel this topic is still important, or else I would not be bringing it up. Regardless of my level of recent involvement, including that of 4-1, Urban Terror continues to thrive. I saw a number online that something like 800 or 900 gamers were currently playing Urban Terror, and the numbers continue to be very strong and consistent on a daily basis. And that's quite impressive, especially after 9 years. Okay, so we're not Counter-Strike, and they're gaudy numbers, and we still have many new gamers being introduced to Urban Terror, as witnessed by the new members joining the forums. And this is really only an indication, a small indication, of the number of gamers who've actually come on board. The game is addictive, and I'm not saying that just to be a homer for Urban Terror or as a fanboy of the development team. All it takes are a few to find out some of the threads that spell it out. Gamers return to Urban Terror because of the gameplay, and we've actually had the game referred to by old-school gamers as digital crack. In these days of high-dollar development, fancy next-generation engines, high-quality models with lifelike actions and feature, Urban Terror still kicks some old-school ass. And while we do have a quality game in Urban Terror, we don't have what many new games hitting the retail shelves have in terms of sex appeal. That would be high-end graphics. What we do have that many of the new gamers, new games don't have is the gameplay that gamers are looking for. Gameplay, gamers want that, and that's what keeps them coming back for more. And the Quake 3 engine is no longer cutting-edge technology, and that really does not come as a surprise. But what does come as a surprise is the number of gamers who continue to support Urban Terror, the community, on pretty much a daily basis. Many continue to pose questions like, what happens when you stop development? Because we have made it known that we will complete development for the Quake 3 version of Urban Terror and stop providing updates. And no, we still won't open source our code. Sorry, it's our rules, our game. The community and the development team have a symbiotic relation. Each group does need the other supposedly to survive. Now, early on in development, I think that was truer of a statement than it is now until 4-1. When that was released, the development team had not really provided any game update since April 1st, 2007. And since that time, the game continued to gain momentum, basically. Now, this is almost like the development team being gone. Sure, there's still some official support on the forums, but for the most part, from April to December, there was not much interaction from the development team. Of course, there are plans in the works to release 4.2, which should take care of some of the issues that have been noted since the release of 4.1. Now, we continue to interact with the community on a regular basis, but as it stands now, we would like to finish off Urban Terror and move on to other development. At this point, the community can survive with Urban Terror because of how strong the gameplay is, and this should continue for some time as well. And there's always a renewed interest in level design. Notice I said level design, not level porting or converting or ripping off, and I'll touch on that a little bit later in the show. The foundation has been laid, and upon that has been built a successful structure, the game and community. Now it's time for those to occupy that structure and thrive. This is a strong community that surrounds Urban Terror, and many of whom I would figure would follow Frozen Sand and their future endeavors, wherever those lie. So, Blade, do you have any thoughts on the relationship as you see it between the development team and the community over the years? I'm sure you echo some of what I said. And when it comes to how the community was built and their support for Urban Terror?
Actually, you know, my phone's ringing.
I don't hear it.
It's where my mom lives. So I've got to actually take this call. We'll have to do this section afterwards.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, we'll take her her thoughts on the bitch box here in just a moment, because we do have some information. But actually, with that, we're going to go right into a break. And my clock says that it is time for another break. And when we return, we'll check in on the Urban Radio Server of the Week, sponsored by Just Fraggin. Join now, 82.192.78.42, and get in the game. And we'll also talk a bit about level design, and I stress the word design. And I was going to have BK take us to the break, but you are with Oswald and Blade Killer, and you're tuned to Urban Radio, the only station that takes you inside the game of Urban Terror.
I'm found. Snapshot and it froze without a sound.
Going to kick out one more song here as I'm waiting for Blade Killer to get back here. Once she gets back, we'll drop out of this. I Can't Stop Raving. It's from some guy in the Netherlands. I honestly forgot who it was. He was in Just Fragging. I told him I would play it. So we'll be back here in just a few minutes, and we should have the TS2 server up as well. So Oswald with Blade Killer today, Urban Radio. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Well, that sucks. Send me an incomplete MP3. What the hell is that? What the hell is that? I guess I could have been watching, too, when it ran down to zero, but I wasn't paying attention. Doing too many other things. Hey, it's Oswald here with Blade Killer. I think she's still on the phone because we do have a new TS2 server up and running. I do want to extend my thanks to her for co-hosting Urban Radio 2, Urban Radio Today. As I said, it's been far too long since I did a show, and there were times where my mind was geared up for a show, but the heart said no. And there are other times my heart was in it, but time was not really on my side. Thankfully, time once again is on my side, so there should be very few distractions in 2008 to take away from Urban Radio. With that said, it might take some time to get back to a weekly show. If the community can support the show by providing news, notes, information from their clan site, league, website, whatever, then I'll make more of an attempt to get the show back on track in 2008 with a regular schedule. As it stands now, I have every Sunday off for probably the next 3 months, which should allow me a regular casting schedule, be it Urban Radio or coverage from Clan Base. And I see that Blade Killer is not back, so we're just going to continue on. I do have some questions for her regarding 4-1 and something about what was said in the rant. But we'll skip those right now, come back to them. The TS2 server is up, and I believe that Spellbinder is actually going to provide me Spellbinder will actually provide the updated information in Pound Urban Tear, and I will actually add it as well to the hotkey there if you want to find that there by hitting exclamation mark radio. You can do that and join up. Give me a second to change it because it's going to take me a minute to paste and cut. And there we go. You can hit it now. Spellbinder has it up. The server, if you want to talk to us, is 195.149.21.17, port 8767. Join the Shoutcast room. As I said, you will have to get past Spellbinder. He is our screen caller, per se. And I do want to thank 7 of 9 here. Very quickly for stepping up and providing a server that we could use. I know there are a couple other folks who did the same thing, but thanks to 7 and 9 here very quickly for doing that. Let me type one link in here, then I swear to God, we'll drop into the Urban Radio server of the week, but I can't talk and type at the same time.
I have that problem at work, too, they tell me. Yeah, dead air. Just what you want to hear on Urban Radio, I know.
All right. There we go. Had to get that. The wife is still lost in guilt war somewhere. She's trying to listen to the show, and you know what? It's not working. But you know what? Oh, well, go with your leather and chainmail and your swords and what else and slay the beast or whatever you slay. All right, Blade Killer is still MIA. As I said, we're going to drop into the Urban Radio server of the week. I'm going to do that right now. You got to forgive me here. Yeah. There we go. You know, if I had the sliders right, I would know what works and what doesn't, because this definitely is not TeamSpeak 2 that you hear in the background. This is the Urban Radio Server of the Week, which was started a few years back when I wanted to interact with the gamers during the show. Thus, Urban Radio Server of the Week was born. And this week, the Server of the Week, as introduced by Blade Killer, is also the Urban Terror Forums Server of the Month, sponsored by the European clan Just Frag, and it's a 4.1 server running mixed game modes from CTF to FFA to follow the leader and capture and hold. And as was said going into the break, get in the game, join now. That IP address, if you want to join. So I got to put in my password so I have a slot, if I can spell my name. Plus a few other characters. So don't steal my slot, damn it. Guess I shouldn't have said that. Ah, well. So I said, I'm a little rusty here, trying to get back into the swing of things. And that didn't work. Oh, it would be nice if I remember console commands. Yep. We'll have it in just a minute. Give me a second. As I said, we're still waiting for Blade Killer to get back off the phone call. There we go. We're connecting 82.192.78.42, the Just Fraggin' Mixed Mode server. Right now it is Subway. Capture the flag on Subway. I do want to say hi to everybody in game as I'm going to auto join here. And we got Hey, we got 7 on 8, not bad. So there are a couple of slots if you want to drop in the game. Subway, one of the better maps created by the community, by Layearth, if anybody remembers him. Some gamers on board here. MKN of IT, Dead Black, Messi, although I'm not a big Messi fan. Ganja, Merlin, Sister Marion, Palace, Todd, Phlegma, Ooh, Killman, Ooh, Dr. Spliff, Nexu from IT, Axel, and Pew Pew. You can drop into the server right now and play. I'm on the blue team. Spawn just under the helicopter as we quickly make our way down the stairs to the east platform. Well, I'm sure I'm going to be killed pretty quickly. Yeah, there comes an orange eye, and guess what? I did catch that shiny bullet. And Pan is in there from JF, because as I said, it is their channel. And yeah, don't worry about Oswald shooting people, because you know what? He doesn't. He tries, but he doesn't. I do have my sprint function back, which is nice, since I can't strafe jump. Or I choose not to strafe jump. That's right. Blade Killer, when you get back on, just come find us here. We are in the server right now, the Just Fragging server, which is the server of the month and server of the week. And, yep, I am capped again by Axel's G36. IP for the game server, 82.192.78.42. You can find it on the Urban Radio forums. And I'm sure Spellbinder will do me a favor here and a post. Server is full. Well, it looks like it. 8 on 8. That is 16 players plus myself. So, yeah, the song was okay, Pan. I'm not really into the boom, tis, boom. I'm not into that dance music stuff, whatever they call it. It's too fast for me. I need my 80s music. It takes me back. And I'm gunned down again by Phlegma and his M4, the retro M4. So Oswald not doing really good here. And we will drop back in here in just a little bit later, but we are going to continue on now. And once again, thanks to the European clan Just Fragging for providing their server for Urban Radio and being the server of the month on the Urban Terror forums. And we're going to talk a little bit about the next update. And I need Blade Killer in here to do this, but you know what? Let's step aside here quickly and go over to the Shoutcast server and see who Spellbinder has lined up for us. Let's talk to, how about Quentin first here? And where is Quentin? I can't even get Quentin. Quentin, there he is. Hey, Quentin, what's going on, my friend?
Yeah, I'm fine. You are doing the echo. Okay. But now I can't hear you, so you have to fix it.
Hey, just go ahead and ask the question. And, yeah, I do have an echo issue, so I have to mute myself when you talk. So just listen in the channel here, and go ahead and ask your question, and I'll hopefully give you an answer.
Okay, well, I'm supporting the game since 2001, and I love this game, and as you probably know, I'm the clan-based mod supervisor at the moment. I did a great job. I mean, I spent hours and hours on the game, but I have to say that the last decision from the dev team are not that good, in my humble opinion. And I mean, the game is getting more noob friendly every release. And so my question is: are you thinking to support more the competitive side of the game, or continue just like this? I mean, removing SR8, as I read on the forum, and stuff like this.
Well, you know, when it comes to testing the game, we can't just test for the clan gamers. Obviously, we got to test for both. We got to do the clan gamers, the, you know, I don't want to call them the skilled gamers, but, you know, the gamers who take their gaming a little bit more serious than, say, the average player who may jump on a server now and then and enjoy the game and be it CTF or Team Survivor or whatever game mode they play. So a lot of what has been changed did come off the quality assurance team. Some of the changes were brought forth by us, the development team. Others were brought forth by the community. And, you know, one change we make may please one group of people, and that change may piss off the other group of people. But, we, you know, there has to be a balance. And the SR8, we're going to comment on that a little bit later. You know, it might not have been the worst idea, but it might not have been the best. So, really, it's hard to to walk, and, you know, there's a very fine line between how we make the game perfect for everybody. As I said, you change one thing, and one group of people is going to say, hey, you guys did a great job, but that other group is not going to like what we did. And like I said, we'll comment on the SR8 here in just a little bit as to potential changes. And hang on 1 second. So,
yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be tough, but as I said, there has been big talk on the SR8, not only in the Urban Terra forums, but in the quality assurance forums. So we may have, you know, another change to that or some of the other, you know, other scoped weapons. But, you know, we'll have to see how that goes. And, you know, maybe it is getting a little bit noob friendly because I have seen some comments that hits are way up, which is a good thing because I remember the European community was all over us about, well, you know, it was a hit, not hit issue. So, you know, like I said, it's tough to say, but you know, right now everybody seems to be pretty pleased with it. Is it noob friendly? You know, you may say so. A couple other people may say so, but you know, we'll just have to go from there and see how it's going to work out for some of the future development.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay, well.
I mean,
Well, anyways, it was great to talk to you. And as I told you, I'm going to be hitting clan base here real hard very soon for some shoutcasting coverage. And thanks for all the time that you put into clan base. I know that's not easy to do at times. So, Quinn.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to us, and we will talk to you soon. And we are going to get... Actually, you know what? It looks like Blade Killer is going to need to go, so we're going to have to modify the show here just a bit as we were going to bring her on, and it's a little bit unfortunate that she's going to have to step out here. But as you all know, real life does take up priority over anything in the gaming world. So, Blade, you will be missed, and I do want to thank you again for dropping in today and helping us with at least part of the show here. We got some of it out here, but we'll do it again. No need to worry, and best of luck today. Hope everything goes well for you and the family. Speaking of gaming, there is already talk, I guess I should say there was talk right after the release of 4.1 of when is 4.2 coming? See, gamers are never satisfied. They always want more. They want to take that next step. They want the next fix. They want the next change. Well, there's really no official timetable set regardless of what you might hear in the community is rumor, speculation. Currently, the agenda is to accept reports, comments of potential bugs and problems, and then go through those to see what is legit and what isn't, then move forward from there. One of the biggest points of contention right now would seem to be the SR8 users. Now, the SR8, as Blade Killer will point out, has always been a point of contention, and we may just adjust the amount of damage it takes to have it unzoom when a player is hit. We'll have to wait and see. But we were going to plan on removing the SR8 in 4.2 and replacing it with the Toyota SR5. It's obviously not very accurate, and that alone would make the game more fair. It'll come with three optional packages. Number one will be the air conditioning, side airbags, and radiator-mounted nail gun. Second option package would be heated seats, side airbags, and a rear muffler / flamethrower. And finally, the third option package would be a turbocharged diesel engine, side airbags, and passenger door-mounted cannon. As you can tell, safety is our motto, so have fun. I do want to thank Rabbit Cow for his thoughts and take on what should be updated. But seriously, we went through nearly 15 pages of a variety of responses and comments, wine, and other assorted niceties. But anyways, thanks to Rabbit Cow for his SR5 idea. And in fact, many old gamers and some new gamers do not like the fact that the SR8 zoom resets when hit, but the PSG and G36 don't. So what does this really do to the gameplay? And, you know, as I said, I'm probably going to toe the line there in the middle. It really depends on whom you ask. You might get five gamers who answer it five different ways. I know it does one thing. Gamers have started selecting different weapons because of the new unzoom effect on the SR8. Some have actually moved over to the PSG-1. But anyway, going to check your IRC and see if we have anything going on. And it looks a little quiet. We do want to take your calls. You can join the TS2 server. Talk to Spellbinder, and we will get you on the air here. But as I said, there's no real decision has been made on what's going to happen quite yet. Although we took some comments and we were going to remove it in 4.2 from the forum thread. But, you know, there was one gamer. I'm trying to remember what he said. Oh, he said, why exactly? Just because some people whine about it on the forums? There's many out there, many people out there that disagree. I'm in favor for removing the SR8. SR8 is a girly weapon. Be a man and expose yourself. Whoa there, big boy. There will be no exposing yourself on Urban Radio. No one wants to see you or a naked painted Oswald running through the BYOC. Sorry, that's a QuakeCon reset from years gone by. There will also be some bugs that we're looking to reproduce and correct, and we'll be bringing back the symbols since one clan almost quit the game because we removed the tilde symbol. Now, I just have to laugh at that because that clan was French. They were the snipers. I don't even know how to say galore. I don't speak French. They were waving the white flag. But honestly, you know, I'm sure clans do what they have to do. Some may get upset if we change their tag ID, but it wasn't done on purpose. And any other comments, as Blade Killer is going to say, as it relates to what I just said, she said that chances are that and some other ones come back. But one of the main reasons we did that was so that we could prevent, you know, different names that gamers use for whatever reason. So that's why it was done. It was done as a mistake. I'm sure it was not done on purpose. So, you know, we don't play or hate when it comes to Urban Terror. And as we get deeper into the development cycle for 4.2, we'll let gamers continue playing and providing feedback, and we will have a better idea as to upcoming fixes and what will be included in 4.2. And still a little bit early. It's not even 11 a.m. here in California in the USA. But, yeah, it is that time again. We must take another break. Going to go back for a few minutes, fill your ears with some great 80s tunes. It's Oswald right here on Urban Radio, and we're going to be right back.
I'm
people impatient to get things going here on the TS2 side. And yes, I'm well aware there's an echo because I got to mute my microphone. I have two microphones here, one for the actual shoutcast. The other is for, I don't want to see your hairy chest, fag. And the other one's for TS2. Anyways, it's Oswald. Welcome back to Urban Radio today. And I was going to welcome Blade Killer to the mic, but she's had to step out. But I know many of you do recognize her voice, as she did all the female voices for Urban Tear. After the initial voices, I believe some of them were done by Karen Law, a.k.a. Hellchick, Planet Quake. Now, I believe she's over at Activision. Anyway, I've tried time and time and again to get listener interaction incorporated into Urban Radio. Not always an easy task to accomplish. I know people do like using IRC, and I have plenty of PMs here. For example, here's one from Mystic, who I know was in the TeamSpeak 2 server just a minute ago. He said, I was wondering if you talked about Bomb Mode or was planning on talking about it on the show, as it is the latest added game type, and it's kind of, well, bled dead. It has been used on various cups on clan bases. Most of it has been a TS map with an added goal. I was wondering if there were any ideas on changing Bomb Mode. They've been brought up some nice ideas on the forums, I think, but, well, choosing an update, some game types, is always pretty risky, of course, investing a lot of time into it while it may fail. And, yes, you are correct, Mystic. That was one reason that I actually posted that on the general discussion, because I believe it was Legomancer actually brought the original thread up in the quality assurance forum. And, you know, it's a very small group of people for QA, and that's how we're going to keep it for now. But it's always good to get the community involved and see what they think, what could and should be changed for Bomb Mode. And as it stands now, there's like 7 or 8 pages of responses from Bomb Mode as to why it does or does not work. Some of those changes make great sense. For example, making it easier for you to actually arm the bomb, you know, maybe just running over the bomb site automatically cues the bomb to come up. But, you know, the problem is when you don't have that, you have to use the bomb. Somebody comes up to shoot you, you got to back off, change to your weapon, and by that time you're dead. So that makes it a little bit difficult. People don't like the fact that somebody spawns with the bomb. They want the bomb to be dropped on the ground, somebody pick it up. We've heard multiple bombs. But the thing seems to be that a lot of gamers like the game mode, but on public servers, it's very difficult to get a good game going, just because it does take a lot of teamwork. And yes, Mystic, you were right. It does turn into basically TS with an added game mode that nobody ends up using. So there are changes, and you know, we've seen some of them, and some of them actually sound very good. Right now, we really haven't made any decision on what's going to be changed. We're probably going to try to do it, if we can, with the least amount of code changes, because we know 27's time is valuable, and he doesn't have really time to sit here and redo the entire game mode. So hopefully we will see some changes that will spawn gamers to actually play Bomb Mode a little bit more. So bear with us. Not sure if it'll happen in 4.2 or not, but it is on the table, and that is something we will be looking into to change in order to make Bomb Mode a little bit more player-friendly, shall we say. Redman1 requests putting colors back on the scoreboard, and we can answer that in one word. No, it's not going to happen. Yes, we are well aware that clans like their own colors, but the team does not like how colors look on the scoreboard. So you know what? It's not going to happen. We're going to keep it as is. See, I see a picture here of, what is it? That Return to Castle Wolfenstein mod. Enemy territory. Just don't like how colors look, and we're not going to change it. Why not? I just told you. It's our decision. We don't like how it looks in the menu. It's not going to change. But thanks for your question. Thanks for supporting Urban Tear. See, that's the problem. People don't like our responses. It's a developmental reason. Well, we don't like that. Well, you know, two words. Tough shit. Sorry. But again, thanks for supporting and playing Urban Tear. Oh, you guys are a lot of fun. Anyway, as I was talking, listener interaction is sometimes difficult to get for Urban Tear. As I said, the Urban Radio server of the week does help, as gamers will tune into the show and have fun for the few rounds we may listen to. In the past, we've also tried email contests, question and answer sessions, guest interviews. We had a developers roundtable one time with the former Sid, And not always have they been that successful. This week, you know, I have added the call-in segment, or what I'm going to call Heard from the Community. And this time we're going to step over and talk to BD Ghostface of Clan Balls Deep. And Ghostface, what's going on, dude? And Spellbinder, I think you need to give him voice, man. I can't hear him.
Spell. Oh, there we go. I'm just hanging out listening. This is my first time listening to Urban Radio.
Well, as always, I do appreciate you and everybody else who tunes in. It's sort of a fun time here, something other than a forum update that I know gamers get bored with. So, you know, anything we can do to, you know, kick it up a notch here and get the community involved. What do you have going on for Urbitaire? Anything good?
I just enjoy playing, man. A lot of people complain about the SR8. I used to, but once you get used to it, it's pretty cool. And no Crom, don't shoot Ghostface.
I think Crom's like me. He can't aim very well, so I don't think you have to worry about getting hit by Crom. But anyways, Ghost, I do want to say thanks to you and Balls Deep, because I know you guys have supported the community for a long time. You've run the skeet shoot contest, which are always a good time, and hopefully we can get another one of those on the air and see if we can have somebody from the U.S. actually win it this time. So, Ghost, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for listening, as always. And, yeah, take that SR8, go find Crom, and shoot him right in the ass for me, man.
Yeah, I got him right between the eyes.
Good deal, dude. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Also,
all right.
As I said, this is sort of a chance for you to get on the air and interact with us. The emails, if you want to email, feel free. I do have some messages up here. Crom wants a little league news passed on, saying that Stronger Than All is looking to fire up Season 15. STACTF, or STA Flags, I said, is scheduled to start on February 13, and STA Frags, which is Team Survivor, is set to start on February 15th. Get your team signed up. Rosters up to date as soon as possible. If you have any questions, contact one of the STA Urban Terror admins. That would be Mittens, a.k.a. Fusion, or SETI via the STA site, or IRC, /STA-Q3UT on ETG and GameSurge. I had another question here from U.S. Matchmaker. She asked, is there going to be any anti-cheat software in 4.2? And right now that is still up in the air. I would tend to say there's not going to be. I know we did have a thread open, and somebody was working on an anti-cheat type of program, but honestly, I think that's gone tits up. I have not heard or seen any comment on it in quite a few weeks, and I think we actually unstickied it, but it did draw quite a bit of attention. And see, I'm on page 2 and I still don't even see it, but right now, no, I would say 4.2 is not going to have anything like that. Right now, we're going to have to continue doing what the admins do. We have given them a little bit more some better ability to ban people, so hopefully that will work out. See, I only record an hour worth of video. That sucks. But anyway, we'll continue on. TS2 is open if you want to join. Exclamation Radio and Pound Urbitaire on ETG or QuakeNet. I did receive an email this week from a gamer who wanted to pimp Bellum, an upcoming Urbitaire frag movie directed by Tarquin. The movie features footage from the team Warhorses galloping to a deadly beat in matches and scrimmages. This is his second movie. He also did The Flying, I'm not sure if it's V or 5. I'm going to assume it's The Flying V. You can find it on froservers.com and Filefront. As for Warhorses Gallop to a Deadly Beat, they are a team with a fairly new face that is filled with members who have played this mod longer than anyone would want to admit. Okay, it's The Flying 5. Thank you. Well, I didn't watch The Flying 5. I'm sorry. I didn't watch it. And I actually had access to his new movie here, and for some reason the codec I had did not work, so I apologize to him for not watching it. But you want me to read this question I just got? I don't know, maybe I should make this an anonymous question, but they asked, by the way, about the Toyota SR5, when can we see how it looks? As soon as Rabid Cow models it, we will show it to you. How's that for an answer? Anyway, war horses gallop to a deadly beat. I am not going to tell you who said it. I think that was pretty funny, though. They're longtime members. They admit they've played the mod very long, but don't want to admit it. Sort of like we don't want to admit that we've actually been developing a mod for 9 years. Wow. It should look something like this. I'll look at that in a minute. Anyways, they are the top North American team, and they are the reigning two-time STA Frags champions. They do and have competed in BOMO, Team Survivor, and CTF with an overall record of 37-7. Wow. Impressive. But you know what? Portugal will still beat you, bitches! I'm just kidding. TS2 still open if you want to join. Spellbinder will give you all that information. Sorry, Redman, you're not going to be opt. Oh, ops. No, hell no, we don't give you ops. I'm going to stay, take another break here. I think I do need a beer. It's after 11, so I can officially start drinking. If there's anybody who wants to get on air live with me, I am Oswald, then do so right after this song. Little Flock of Seagulls. Remember, get that hair sticking up. It's Oswald Urban Radio. Coming right back. Hey, hey, welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald here with you today. I wish Blade Killer was here because, you know, I'd rewritten the entire show to include her in quite a few segments. But as I said, unfortunately, she had other commitments of the emergency type and had to leave. If you do join the TeamSpeak 2 server, don't disconnect. The echo is not a big deal. That is something that I control. I do apologize for anybody who got on there. I believe we're going to get, and I know I'll say his name wrong because I always do, but you all laugh at me anyway. Woe Keeley. He'll be on here in just a minute, and we will talk to him. He says he has an important notice, so we'll see what that notice is. And, well, you know what? I think we'll wait for him here. I got a couple other questions somebody wanted to know here. Actually, Pan from Just Fraggin' wanted to know, hey, Oz, thanks for the show. This is really good input for Urban Terror, in my opinion. Then to my question, I know you're not going to like it, but still, here it is. Do we get roof nades back in 4.2? In my opinion, it's still part of the game, and you do need some skill to use them correct. If the roofs of the map are clipped in the right way, it should be a lot of fun. Also, competition-wise, could be interesting. Wow. Casa 2, honestly, I thought it was actually a pretty shitty tactic myself. I mean, I've casted enough clan base to watch two teams rush each other into the fountain and into the patio area, and you just see a flurry of grenades come flying over. Granted, now one team can stay back, and obviously if you know those are coming, obviously you're going to stay out of the way, but I thought it was a pretty cheap tactic, and it was sort of a team decision to have the entire thing changed that way from allowing grenades to go over the rooftop. Now in real life, sure, I'm sure if somebody's got a decent arm, yeah, you could lob a grenade over a rooftop. Should it be changed back? I guess there's some good arguments as you bring it up that it is part of the game, and you know, maybe if it was clipped the correct way, it could be a lot of fun. Now, throwing a grenade up that lands, say, on a roof and then drops down, that's not right. But I can see what you're saying for that one area in Casa. That could go either way, but something where it is an actual, I'm not going to call it a hack, but an actual mistake when the level was created, then I think that should be correct. So right now, I don't think we're going to see any change to UT Casa when it comes to the grenades. So thanks for that. And I'm being corrected. Woo Kula. Actually, you know what? He'll tell me how to pronounce his name. Welcome. Let's welcome him to the show, the newest member of the Urban Terror Development Team.
Welcome him to the show, the end. Welcome him to the show, the end.
Ooh.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 ring.
Not quite sure what the hell this is.
I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding,
banana phone. Well, I was going to say that's good, unfortunately, because your mic is real low. But Banana Phone came out real good, so thanks for that contribution, Wukala. I'll try to get it right from now on. What was that? Oh, okay. Anyways, yeah, like I said, your mic is very low. But anyway, thanks for joining us, Woe. And we're going to get on to somebody else here. How about everybody's disconnecting here? Why are we all disconnecting? I'm not sure. T2, are you with us, T2?
Do you speak French?
Oh, whoa. I can say French fries. Does that count? I can say French toast.
I don't understand. Five minutes can beat it.
I can say Thierry Henry. Is that French? I'm joking around. I don't. No, unfortunately, you know what? I don't speak French, and you know, maybe I should learn other languages, but no. My education level is very low, and they didn't teach me any other languages but English, unfortunately. I guess that's the public schools in the USA. They suck.
Okay, I don't understand English. I'm French.
And you play Urban Terror, correct?
Why? What?
All right, Spell. I don't know how she got past you. But anyways, thanks for calling us today. We're going to take another call here in just a few minutes. Oh, my. No, I don't think it was a him, guys. I do believe it was a female. I could be wrong. I've never been to France, but I can say Thierry Henry, and I know that is French for a fact. Zinedine Zidane. There's another French word. But I thought the French fries and French toast was a good comeback. Anyway, let's get on to another area here, and we'll hit Nexu up here in just a moment. And who's the other one here? Booba? Booba somebody or other. He'll tell me his name in just a minute, of Clan Khan. We'll get to you two in just a minute. I don't consider myself a level designer. I never have, and you know what? I probably never will. In reality, I have not provided any content outside a blue boxcar texture I shot with my digital camera. At one time, I did know the basics of Q3 Radiant, and I did go over to GTK Radiant and attempt to update some of the Urban Terror levels, like Train Yard, Docks, and Streets. I even tried to create a new level from scratch, including an airport and a warehouse. I eventually gave up on Train Yard, while Docks and Streets were turned over to Invis because it was a Radiant nightmare in the editor. As for my levels I started, they're sitting on some Urban Terror directory collecting virtual dust, I believe. But level design requires some key elements that might not be readily apparent. Number one is dedication. Two is effort. Three, advanced planning. Four, time. And five, determination. Now, I know this sounds like something from a partial job description, but level development is not simple. If it were, then everyone would be creating levels. Thankfully, that is not the case. Many are under the assumption, okay, I think I'll download the map editor and make a map. Sure you will. Many do, and you know what? Many fail. And there's very few that are successful, at least in our community. If you want to attempt level design, expect to take a lot of time to get it right. And I see a lot of betas with good feedback in the level design forums. Some of these betas developed into good maps that were included in 4.1, for example, UT4 Kingdom. As I said, if level development was easy, then everyone would create levels, but that is definitely not the case. By far, the most important aspect of level design is the layout. Read that, advanced planning. And I know BK would actually agree with me on that. I continue to argue in a former thread about converting levels from other games to Urban Terror, and guess what? That is not considered level design. And I know Wukala is going to say, see, I told you he was going to rant about this, and yes, you know what? I am ranting about it because some gamers actually understand it. Others just don't get it. Why? I don't know. But maybe if I continue on, you'll find out why. I do consider that cheating the system and honestly not advised, but I do know some don't care and will continue to go forward with their so-called brilliant idea. What I do think is a better idea is to use a layout from a successful level and build around it. I know UT4 Maya was that way. I believe Blake Keller told me that. That was created for another game, but they took that layout and made it their own for Urban Terror. I use the example 2 for it, since I've been playing quite a bit of Team Fortress 2 from the Orange Box on the 360. And yes, 360 still sucks, but Orange Box is very cool. I do feel this is an exceptional layout, one that works well for all gamers, those who rush and snipe, as well as those who heal and engineer turrets. It has 2 dedicated bases with 3 routes between bases, dedicated spawn points, and defined choke points. And this just in, we have 1,000 Urban Terror players in-game at this time. I do want to thank Wu for that update. That is very cool because, you know, we have not seen that all the time. But back to my bitch box. Is there any reason that someone could not take that level and actually turn it into an Urban Terror level? I don't see any. And you know what? In this example, you're not cheating the system yourself or the community if you take a level layout like 2 Fort and make it work with your idea and concept. The hard part, development, is done right there in the level. You do not have to put any thought or time into the layout in order to make it work. Unfortunately, the dark side of level design has gamers wanting to taste immediate success. Be recognized and think porting our levels, both current and old, or taking what is not rightfully theirs from another game and porting it to Urban Terror. Porting our levels to 4.1 is something that we have been against since day one, actually porting to 4.0 as well. If you do not have approval from the development team or the level designer, then our levels are not for your taking. If for some reason your favorite level was not updated, read docs, don't take it upon yourself to port it. If you do, then we'll have to send you a green fun stuff hat with the word ass on it. Do you know what that means? I'm sure some of you might understand that. Others, well, others, just let me know and I'll be happy to send you that green hat with the word ass on it. We have our developmental reasons as to why many of the older levels would require complete rebuilds or require one of the development team members to spend countless hours in order to rework the level. You know what? And I shouldn't say that about the green hat because I'm sure a lot of you would like that green hat with the word ass on it, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. Muffy offhand asking why did Streets 2 get cut out? Because it was not played very much. People didn't like it. Gamers didn't like it. They said it did not have the feel or the speed as the original Streets. I'm not going to say it sucked because it looked... I mean, Invis, if anybody wants to show detail and be as thorough as you can be in a level, Invis is the man to talk to. He's got everything down to a science, partially because he does this as his regular job. He works in the profession as a professional developer. And yes, he is a god, but many gamers did not like his maps. His ideas for a good map were not the same as, you know, a gamer's ideas. And, you know, he was still working on UT. Oh, shit, what was that map? The hood map. You know what I'm talking. I can't even remember the name of it. UT Hood. It's not you. Crenshaw. Thank you. UT Crenshaw. He was in the process of updating Crenshaw, and the screenshots and the level had been completely redone. But anyway, that's where that comes from. But very cool. Nonetheless, his ideas for updating UT Streets to UT Streets 2 did not work out well. As I said, I started that level, and you know what? Anybody could take a look at it, and I may even mention that in here, but it was horrid. It was just awful in the editor. I mean, I don't even remember what the hell it's called. Shoot. You had brushes. Thank you. Brushes, overlapping brushes, which is not how you level design. So the level actually had to be recreated from scratch, thus the big changes in what you saw for UT Streets 2, just as an example. UT Oz was never as popular as UT 27. I don't know why. I don't know. Do I know how to miter joints? Is that a drug question? I'm kidding. I've been out of level design too long. I don't even have GTK Radiant installed anymore. DT Dust. Oh, yeah, UT Dust. I forgot. We did port that from Counter-Strike to be popular. That's the reason we added Bomb Mode. Urban Terror, the Counter-Strike version. All right, back to my rant. If you ask Invis, Rabbit Car, or even Blade Car how many hours they spent working and reworking their different levels, I think you would find that... more than they'd like to admit. If you think their answer is development team bias, and as I said, find a community developer who has updated their level along with Urban Terror and ask them the same question. One level that I know Blade Killer would have loved to have commented on was Rommel, now Rommel, you know, the one from Saving Private Ryan, because she spent years on that map. It was not originally developed by her. It was created by Barbecue, Mark Klim, the voice of Urban Terror. Urban Terror theme song. Yeah, you know the Mark Klim. And he did a good job creating the original level outside only having that one stupid-ass corner as the only route to get through. You know, the one where the FPS would drop down to like zero when there was a firefight. I know you all remember that because you all bitched about it. It was great fun, though. I mean, that is just one example of a level that has seen vast improvements. Although up to now, because I know a lot of people don't like the fact that the tunnel from the red base to, I don't know where, has been removed. But anyway, oh yeah, I forgot, we didn't include the buying menu for Urban Terror, the Counter-Strike version 2. That is coming in version 5.0. Mark my word on it, baby. Anyway, back to Rama. She spent years, I mean many, many hours. Brushes were replaced with models. The bridge and Rommel is now a model. The tank is a model. So removing brushes, replacing it with the models, in fact, does increase the FPS, hinting the map. So she's done a lot of work. She spent just like she said about the UMP-45, she has spent thousands of hours in the editor working on Rommel, testing it in order to get it to where you see it in 4.1. Rome was not built in a day, and neither should a level be. And actually, I was told this one time, and I can't remember who it was by, but you never release your first level. You want to know why? In all honesty, because it is going to suck. Take my word for it. I'm sure I would have gotten very far if I had the time to dedicate to level design. And you know what? I would not have released my first level. It takes many hours, months in fact, in order to complete a level. Unless it's titled UT-27 or UT Odds or UT Dressing Room, which I think were probably all built in a day. Even less than that, minutes, hours. But you will have to test play the level and possibly rework it over and over in order to get it to a point where it will have a chance at being successful. Even then, there's no guarantee the level will be a hit with the community, which can rather be a tough nut to crack at times. A good suggestion? Take a look at successful levels like a Turnpike, like a Casa, Uptown, Subway. Look at the layouts and ask yourself what makes these levels so popular. Now, I know many in clan-based, probably many in STA and some of the other leagues will say, well, Turnpike and Casa are overplayed, and you know what? They are. You know the reason why? One, because they have a good layout, and two, because gamers know the layout. And that does make a map good. I mean, you can even use DE Dust for an example from Counter-Strike. I'm sure you can play the game 100 times in a clan war, and clans are going to go to the same few spots in order to take up a position to try to defeat the opposition. Cracking nuts sucks, but busting nuts is good. Yeah, I will bust your nuts, baby. Anyway, fortunately, I believe there is actually a thread in the forums about this as well, but let's look outside the realm of Urban Terror very quickly and some of the other games you play. No, you know what? I didn't, because I'm not actually reading everything that's scrolling by in Pound Urban Terror. I apologize. So I just catch some of the wisecracks in there. So let's take a look at some of the other games you play and ask yourself the same question. What makes this level so popular in whatever game you play? Unfortunately, not every level is going to be a hit with the Urban Terror community. Oh, somebody's jacking with me. I think that's Plague. He's just been muted. Bastard. Yeah, I see you laughing there. He's got his camera on, just like Spellbinder does. I was just jacked there by Plague of XIL. Thanks a lot, dude. Sometimes the community's tough, but server admins are even tougher, especially when it comes to third-party levels. Because you know what? There is a good chance that gamers will drop when a specific third-party level is loaded, regardless if you use IO Urban Terror with the auto-download feature. I'm not sure it's true to case in point, but a Wily Duck made reference to his level UT Superman, a.k.a. Super Soldier, and believes that it's time to recognize, as he put it in a thread titled Fun Over Realism. A Wily Duck describes his level as maximum replay value, consistently populated servers for over 3 years, immersive urban environment faster than fast-paced, whatever that means, vertical combat, carried the mod during developmental downtimes. Now, I'm not sure I really agree with all that, but I'll continue. More addicting than some drugs. True, digital crack, so says the community. Absolutely huge map, yet able to handle 2v2 or 12v12 without compromise. And I don't think it can be all that successful if you can play it both 2v2 and 12v12, be honest here. But honestly, it's been far too long since I've played UT Superman, and I honestly can't comment on that, on the number of players it could support. New types of Urban Terror gameplay introduced. That's very true. It's a true vertical component, which you rarely see in Urban Terror maps. New ways of fighting, dodging, hiding, and chasing. New ways. Wouldn't this mean changing gameplay? Close combat fighting, sniper battles, team warfare, innovative, exploitable gameplay for map evolution, a playground of challenges, plan and execution style, course correction, manipulations, and psychological combat. Huh? Team enhancements through sacrifice. Okay, if you say so. Interactive. Combination moves. Chain move. Everywhere and nowhere to run and hide. Intense action. In one word, fun. Does this sound like a map you'd want to play? Does this sound like the essence of Urban Terror? Then recognize this level has been around a long time and was community developed and has been promoted on 24/7 servers for years. But it is more for the community to recognize and support, as well as play, if they, the gamers, not the development, think it's a good time. Of course, this sort of level is not going to make everyone run out and download it immediately. Again, if gamers don't like a component of the level for whatever reason, they will vote to change that level or leave the server. Personally, I've never been a big supporter of the level. That doesn't mean I hate it. I just haven't played it enough. But like I said, that really has no bearing on the community, the ones who actually play the game on a regular basis. The vertical component of gameplay is very difficult to master, and this level does have a serious vertical component to it. It does really cut against the grain when it comes to gameplay. It goes outside the lines of a UT Casa or a UT Docks or a UT Turnpike, which don't have a major vertical component. Uptown has a little bit, but nothing compared to what UT Superman has. So I guess that's... I guess it's not enough to promote our games and levels, but I guess I must broaden my horizons because I guess Wiley Duck seems he was not happy with how I, as in PR, promoted community levels. And like I said, we promote the game. We don't promote levels. And when it comes to gameplay, we promote the game, be it whatever level you play. Thus, level development might bring immediate recognition, but not always success. It was said by a professional developer, that being Flash. As for the recognition and pride problem, well, if you want it, don't make game content. Go take singing lessons or whatever related to mass market or TV. There is no hero in the game industry, or at least they are no mapper. And you know what? To that, I somewhat agree, because one person does not make a development team. One person does not make or break a development team. One map does not break or make a game. So there are a lot of aspects to it. It's time to kick back now and listen to some more 80s music and take a break. My beer's getting warm, so I got to drink that. Thanks for tuning in to Urban Radio today, and we're going to be right back.
Georgia, he was looking for a coin to steal. He was in a bind because he's way behind. His anger for coins is real. When he came across some children inserting coins into a slot, Cormier jumped up on the windowsill and said, "Boys, I'm going to tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a coin collector too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good slot machines, but give the coin bill its due. I bet a coin of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Ronnie, and I ain't giving in. Yeah, I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been." Ronnie polished up your coins and played that hand quick. The Cormier's got a movie and a brown false beaver tricks. And if you win, you get this shiny little coin of gold. But if you lose, eat your brain, I'm told. Clearly wasn't joking, and fire flew from his beak of steel as he fed the thing his token. And he pulled the arm of that slot machine and he made an evil hiss. Then some half-eaten children joined in and sounded something like this. Said, "I'm angry for coins as well." Then Cormier bent all over and he said, "What the hell is that smell?" He had knew that he had been beat, and he laid that golden coin. Corn down on the ground at Rhino's feet. Rhino said, Cornbird, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Then Rhino reached down and get the corn he was bit and killed on the brain.
What is up? It is Oswald, yes, with my trusty shotgun in hand. Welcome back. Whew. Playing that violin is a bitch, ain't it? Welcome back to Urban Radio. Oh, yes, more people coming on here with voice. Guess what? Bam, you're gone. I'm just kidding. We're back, and thanks for taking time out of your day to listen to Urban Radio as we are back after 8 months off due to many work-related issues I had to deal with. Yeah, stress and pressure, man. Stress and pressure is a bitch, especially when you know your mortgage and future and retirement are at stake. Thankfully, that is all over. My job kicks ass. I worked 8 hours last night. You want to know how many hours I actually sat down and worked at the console? 2.5, baby. I got paid for 8. Big money. It was just kick-ass. Got 2 books read, too. But as I said, those are now behind us, and hopefully my upcoming schedule will allow for more regular scheduled shows. Right now, I'm going to plan on 2 weeks, but if I have the content, I am going to do a show next week. Nations Cup action is starting. Well, actually, it starts 22 minutes because I know Black Republican's trying to get on here to talk to me. And you know what? I'm going to get Black Republican first because I know he has to go here in just a few minutes. And Black Republican, dude, what's happening today, man? How's Team USA looking?
Looking pretty good.
And you guys play Spain today, is that correct? Do you know anything about Spain, the game they play?
Yeah, we scrimmed them earlier in the week.
Now, I know this is not the first time the USA has actually entered Nations Cup. I believe it's the second time. And I know the first time around they had very good success. What do you think of the team that's been put together for Team USA for Nations Cup?
I think we're pretty solid this year.
Yeah, you know, I always joke that Portugal is the best nation, and you know, honestly, I do believe that. They have some very good clans in Portugal as well as Finland, but you can't leave out all of Europe. And I've seen the list of the nations playing this year, and I do think that Team USA does have a very good shot at making it into the playoffs and possibly even winning the entire thing again. You guys feel pretty confident that you're going to take down Spain today and continue on the winning ways and possibly even win the Nations Cup?
Yeah, we've been practicing like a few times, so we got our map down quite well, so we'll see.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, you know what? I wish you guys the best of luck today, and I will shoutcast a USA match. It just won't be today because... you know, the show's going to go on here for another 20 minutes, and then I actually have NFL football I have to watch because my team's still in it. Somehow they beat Indianapolis last week. So, Black Republican, good luck to you guys, to the USA. Go and kick some Spanish ass. Although they do have some good Mexican food, but I guess that's Mexico, not Spain. Different food. Anyways, best of luck to you guys, and go kick some ass today, dude.
Thank you as well.
And while we're here, let us also talk to Clarity of Team USA. He will also be taking part, I believe, in today's match. Is that right, Clarity? Will you be playing today?
Yeah, I will.
So, what's going on? Tell me about the team. You guys think you're going to beat Spain?
Well, we've compiled the best from the United States that's still around. We got Civil, X1, Black Republican, R-Man Bones, Dragoon Slayer, Blue Venom, pretty much the best players there are in the United States. And we got Saba cheering us on if we win, so.
Wait a minute. Did I hear Blue Venom and good player? I don't see how those go together.
Well, see, Blue Venom's a really high-speed player, so, you know.
I'm just sort of being an asshole, but yes, I know what you mean. And to R-Man Bones, Clan ICU, I'm sure, yes, you guys do have a very good team. I've actually looked at the roster, and you guys are pretty loaded in terms of speed and skill. So as I told Black Republican, good luck today. Anything else you want to say before I let you go here?
No, but definitely check out that Belium movie that's coming out. It's a Team Warhorse's frag movie, and I've seen the first 60 seconds of it, and it's pretty badass.
Yeah, I think that's what I have here as well in the AVI. I just have to get the correct codec and check it out. And honestly, maybe you can tell me. I've never heard of that clan. Do they play, what, STA? I've never heard of them.
We're a two-time STA Team Star champ, and over two seasons we had a 20-1 record, only losing once to Team Exile, the best USA clan, USA Team Survivor clan there is.
All right, well, good enough. After the show, you know, I had actually planned on checking that demo out of the first 60 seconds, but like I said, I couldn't get it to run, so I just said, screw it, I'll check it out after the fact. But anyways, Clarity, as I said, good luck today. Go beat Spain, and best of luck to you and Team USA in Nations Cup action. All right, and we still have some others here on the TeamSpeak 2 server. Let's also hit up on Nexu. Nexu, what is going shoot, I forgot all that. Nexu, what is going up, buddy? How you doing today? I know you've been hanging here for quite a bit, so let's see what you have to say today.
Well, just want to say this is a pretty good game. Very enjoyable with all the fast-paced movement, trick jumping.
I was just joking. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good game, too. Outside some things we could improve on, but I think those improvements would also require a new engine. I'm not sure I touch on that in this. No, I don't. I don't touch on that in this. But yeah, pretty good's a good way to define it. I know a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people do like it, mainly because of the speed of the game. And I guess that is somewhat inherent with Quake 3 that gamers do like the fast-paced speed. Do you answer me this? Do you like to use the wall jumps? Does that actually play into your game?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, I was just checking. I know some people did not like the fact that they would actually bounce back off a step if they didn't hit it right, but that's good to hear that at least one gamer does like the wall jumping, because you know what? It does add another dimension to the game, just like the ledge climbing did. What else do you have for us today? Anything?
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Oh, I was just trying to move on here. If you had anything else here before I let you go, I got a couple other people hanging here, and we got that little French girl waiting to say wee-wee again for me, but anyways.
Yeah, I just want to say good luck to all the Nations, this playing in the Nations Cup, so it's going to be fun watching it and playing in it, hopefully.
Which nation was that? I missed that. I'm sorry.
Sorry? I think I'm playing with Holland. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm playing with Holland because I'm in Holland.
Ah, the Netherlands gets France next week. 2200 GMT.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right now that's what I'm actually looking to make our first shoutcast. We'll be playing CTF on Casa and I believe CTF on Turnpike. So anyways, Nexu, good to talk to you. Best of luck to the Netherlands, although I don't think they're going to do much in World Cup 2010, but that's okay. You guys do play some good Urban Tear. We'll talk to you a little bit later, dude.
All right, take care.
And we're going to step away from the server here and continue on with what we were talking about. As I said, we were off Urban Radio for 8 months due to the work-related issues. Those are behind me, blah, blah, blah. We do have some other PMs coming in here, I believe. I don't like that question. Skip it. Wolf's still on me because he sent me 6 songs and I only played one of them. Wolf, don't worry. Those are Blade Killer songs. Whenever Blade Killer talks, I'll have to put that on for her. Anyways, if you hadn't ever listened to a Shoutcast match, you can actually go to filecloud.com right now and download some of the old Shoutcast. Honestly, what clan was it that just quit? No, it was Zaniki of Clan Pimps, the Pimps, who just quit. Right? I quit Urban Terror, but I believe he took part in one of the first clan-based match I ever shoutcasted back in 2002. It was the first season of, I believe, Nations Cup, or excuse me, Open Cup action. And, wow, I was bad back then. Hopefully I've gotten a little bit better. But we will have Nations Cup coverage
starting next week, I believe. And if everything goes right, it will be seen right here on Stick'Em as well as heard live. And Blade Killer is hot. You'd hit it. Yeah, dude, she would tear you apart. Can I just tell you that right now? Tear you apart, la, la, la. Anyway, we're going to turn our attention here to the development team. And I know I've run through this subject before, future development. And while Silicon Ice Development created Urban Terra a few years ago, nine in fact, 1999 was when original development started, there was a core group of developers who created Frozen Sand LLC in order to give us a legitimate business entity and tax write-offs as well in preparation for future endeavors. We also trademarked the name Urban Terra for computer gameplay because we were, not going to say we were told to, but we said by a game attorney that, you know what, if you guys want to be taken seriously, trademark the name Urban Terra. Well, we did, and you know what, it just really run our bank account dry, which hasn't been very much money, but nonetheless, and I'll mention that again, dude. It's been a good thing. I'm sure if and when things go our way, you know, that'll help us. USPTO.com, you can find it out. LegalZoom.com for all LLC costs, okay? I don't think cost really plays into it, but nonetheless, we are a legitimate business as Frozen Sand, and we do trademark the name Urban Terra. And as many of you may or may not know, we have changed directions a few times over the past years. Initially, we did want to port Urban Terra to enemy territory based on some conversations with a few in the industry, but that fell through when we decided to work on a demo. We tentatively titled it Mercenary X, or MX. We wanted this demo to hopefully show off the talents and skills we had as amateurs in hopes of luring potential game developers like an id Software or an Activision to actually give us a shot, you know, to get our foot in the door. We figured a professional, and I have that in quotes, professional demo would speak volumes. Unfortunately, things really did not go as planned after 12 months of development. We did get a semi-complete single level that was playable, with multiple tasks you had to fulfill in order to move forward in the level and meet up with the boss. We even added drivable vehicles and ragdoll physics, but our team honestly was just too small to realize our vision for the demo. What we needed most were some seasoned modelers and animators to bring out the full potential of the game, taking nothing away from what Blade Killer and the other people who work on the art assets have done. It takes a lot of time, and, you know, there were actually five of us who created Frozen Sand LLC. And, I'll take that back. Five of us created, but honestly, four of them did the development, minus me, because I have no developmental skills outside of public relations. And I know many will contend that I don't even have those skills, but you know what? I don't care. I am working on some things for the future, so stand by on that. The good thing that we got out of the experience was Rabbit Cow and I, Anyway, Rabbit Cow started a model and that we continued it to develop skills. Blade Killer did some animating. 27 did some animating. But that is looking backward at the past, not forwards toward the future. And we've heard many rumors as to what we are planning to do. But to this point, we have not conveyed our intentions to the community. And looking at it realistically, our team is just way too small, as I mentioned, to undertake a retail project such as a retail version of Urban Terra. Even at our high point, we were only about 30 people working on the project, and now our numbers are maybe 6 or 7 who are active. I believe there's actually 8 in our it's channel server. He doesn't count. So there's actually 7 in our team, our Urban Terra team channel that actually have worked on the game recently. And as I said, maybe that should be 6 because I don't actually do any development. This has been pointed out to me time and time again, and you know what? I do accept that fact, and it's no big deal because I didn't sign on as somebody to provide content, but PR and everything else that I have done in the past, not so much in the last year or so, but that's neither here nor there. So what do we plan on doing? Well, there are options available to Frozen Sand. Nothing limits the development team from looking at other platforms or different genres. The realistic FPS shooter market has really become oversaturated recently. Rarely do you see something that is actually new and ingenious bringing something new to the table. It just does not happen these days. Look at all the franchises such as Medal of Honor, Call of Duty. Yes, I know those are sort of the same, but Call of Duty sucks. Medal of Honor rocks. Half-Life, which I do have a little bit more respect for now that I've played Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, and I'm working on Episode 2, Ghost Recon, which I think still is a great game, and Rainbow Six, just to name a few. And there are many more on the horizon that can fit in that realistic type FPS shooter market. Those are just a few that I could think of offhand. Maybe this is what gamers are after, and honestly, I don't know, because to be truthful, I've sort of been out of the gaming loop since we disbanded our weekly LAN group, Network Terror in SoCal, some years ago. I do know one thing. I don't agree with many of the reviews that I read in gaming magazines. Games for Windows is such a horrible publication. I'm sorry. I would not find myself buying a $50 or $60 game based on one reviewer's opinion. Sorry, Games for Windows. It just does not work. Plus, you didn't include us in the 100 top free games for 2008. What is up with that? And depending on what we decide to do, Urbitech could potentially be reused on a new next-generation engine, maybe even create our own engine, or even ported to a different platform. But given the resources and time we have now, future development somewhat on hold. We do have some minor things going on, and while we do have a good set of core team members for Frozen Sand, we don't have what it takes right now to create a successful retail game. We do have a good basis with Urban Terror, and I do think that we could actually take that to the next level, keeping the type of gameplay we have and actually increasing the art assets, because that is what publishers and developers want to see. They want the heavy art side of things. Gamers don't buy a game because of the gameplay. You play a demo, or you see it in a magazine, or you read a review, it's because of how it looks. Oh, dude, that game looks kick-ass. What, BioShock, for example, great-looking game. Crysis, great-looking game. But how is it actually going to play multiplayer? Is it going to be a good game? You don't know that from reading a review, and you know what? I'm not going to find out by spending $60. Anyways, we are headed into our final break here this afternoon, and when we come back, we're going to drop back in to TeamSpeak 2. This is going to be your last chance to comment, ask questions before this week is wrapped up. This is Oswald. Urban Radio is back and on the air. Blake Keller was with us earlier, but she has gone away. So I'm left to fend off all of you if you want to get on right now. TeamSpeak 2 pound, exclamation mark, radio and pound urban here on ETG and QuakeNet. It's Oz. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
für Sieger, Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr. Und auf keine Düsenflieger, heute zieh ich meine Runden. Seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden. Denk an dich und lass ihn fliegen.
Wolf Eye, I got a red balloon for you, buddy. Welcome back one last time. It is Oswald here with you on Urban Radio. My game is just about to start here. We got a few minutes left. Last round of TeamSpeak 2 calls, and this time, oh, and he disconnected, damn it. He's going to talk to Refrag, but Refrag is no longer on there. So you know what? Let's talk to Yarrow. Yarrow will be our last call here on Urban Radio. Yarrow, what is going on, dude? How you doing today? Yarrow, hello. Going once. Going twice. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. So that is that is going to do it for us today on the TeamSpeak 2 sides of things. I do have a link here from Wakulu. Yeah, I know. I screw it up every time. I just have to deal with it. These are the most popular downloads using IO Urban Tear.
UT4 Uber Jumps is the highest downloaded map right now. UT4 Wall Jumps is also right behind it as well. That is your number two most downloaded map, as well as UT4 Dorm Room Beta 2, UT4 Island Version 0.8, UT4 Freak Jumps. Look at that. 1, 2, 3 jump maps in the top five. UT4 Invasion. Here's yet another UT4 Slick Jumps Version 3. Mega Jumps, Jump Skills. All these can be found over on the Urban Terror forums in the main forum. The Urban Terror, I forgot what the hell it was called. It's listed. Oh, somebody else is talking to me. That ain't cool. I'll have to turn them off as well. Anyway, check it out, and we're looking at it, and it looks like Microcosm.com does supply quite a few maps. I do want to thank Wolfsci for that, for providing Microcosm-Microcosm.com for all of the downloads. And these stats that are compiled that you'll see in the forums are from 4.1. So quite a few downloads here recently. And actually, I take that back. There are some more heavily downloaded maps. UT4 Salima is one of those levels. 1,500 downloads since 4.1. Total of 15,000 downloads using IO Urban Terror since version 4.1 was released. So things are going on. And you know what? Refragged is back. So you know what? We will talk to Refragged here very quickly. Refragged, what's going on, buddy? How are things going today?
Great. Nice to finally catch a show.
Yeah, you know, it's cool when people can, but I know a lot of people do listen to it after the fact when it's archived. But what do you have for us today? Anything?
I have a quick question about the changes made to the ESA rate. Some people hate it. Some people don't. Some people love it. What do you think about the changes to the ESA rate in the PSG and 4.1?
Well, you know that comment where I couldn't hit water if I fell out of a boat? Well, that's sort of how I relate to the SR8. I don't use it all that much, so my aim sucks too. But, you know, I mentioned it early in the show. Some people like the fact that it was changed. Others don't, because for the fact that you sort of said. I mean, many don't like it because it is changed. Many think there is nothing wrong with it in version 4.0. So we've already talked about it. There's a big discussion going on in the quality assurance forums that it could be changed again for 4.2. We're going to take some more comments, do some more talking on it, but it you know, somebody actually said, I think it was in the Urban Terror forums, that, you know what, now the game is being played how it should be played. Everybody should not be using the SR8. Sure, it's a great weapon for somebody who's skilled with it and can aim, and, you know, so it's a one-shot, one-kill weapon, but that's honestly not what Urban Terror is. You want to see the run and gun of Urban Terror, the speed, some of the moves, the wall jumps, the ledge grabbing, etc., but...
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I missed the first part of your show due to technical issues. But I hear that the run and gun is what it's all about. Who doesn't love flying across the map, flying over somebody's head and popping them in the head with a pistol?
Yeah, very true. And, you know, I think we're gonna talk about the SR8 a little bit more within the development team and QA, and of course, we'll take comments from the community, which I know we have done on the SRA, because there's been a couple of threads about it in the 4.1 discussion forum. So I don't think anything has been said yet as to what we're going to do with it, but don't worry, we're going to look at it again, and you know, it could be that we revert back to the 4.0 version. I'm not sure, but we'll just have to wait and see. Anything else before I let you go here?
One last thing. What about all the old school maps? I mean, I'm new to Urban Terror, but I've downloaded the old versions. I mean, from the links on the forums. And what about all the old maps? They look pretty good. Have all those maps gone and died? The map source is gone. Mappers dried up. I heard that happen, and it sounds pretty sad. Those look like great maps to play.
Well, you know, some of them were good maps to play. I think the most talked about maps right now that's not included, UT Docs. We do have the .map file, which is, you know, the basis of the level. Okay, this is how you edit the level in GTK Radiant. We do have the .map file for a lot of the old maps. And even if we don't, you know what, we just decompile the map, grab the map file, and then, you know, do what we want to the map. The only problem with a lot of the old maps that haven't been updated, say, since
before version 3.0, a lot of the maps need to be completely rebuilt. You can't just update a portion of the map. Look at what we did with Uptown. Uptown, pretty popular map back in the day. Version 4.0 sort of brings it out, but there has been a consistent problem with the spawn points. How do you protect the spawn points? Spawn points are in a bad location. Flags don't work well here. This doesn't work well there. So the problem is that a lot of the old maps worked well for the old version of Urban Terror, but nowadays, in order to get the map, I'm not going to say correct, but in order to get it more playable in version 4.1, we technically have to go back and rebuild the entire map, and right now, there's just not time for it. I'm sure if we found a quality mapper in the community who would like to do the work, who knows, we may give them the okay to rebuild it, and I know they've done that with some of the levels, but right now, you know, I think we're going to stick with the levels we have. You may see docks in the future. You may see Crenshaw. I don't see some of the maps returning, like a UT train yard that was version 1.27, UT hotel. I know UT swim is in there, but even that level is as good as it was back in the day. That too needs to be updated. So a lot of the levels, they sort of fall under that developmental reasons that we haven't updated it. So we'll just have to wait and see if we do decide to include any of the old Urban Terror levels that the old school gamers like.
Yeah, speaking of Swim, it's a nicely built map, but it's, like you said, it's got a few flaws, and I understand they're saying now that there's two, back in the day, I'm sure things were slower paced, because I downloaded the original 1.27 and played it real quick, and there was a gameplay field a lot slower, so I can understand how the old maps fit, but with the newer, little faster of 3X and 4.0, that it just kind of breaks the gameplay. So thanks for filling me in on that. I was wondering whether it was just a technical issue or whether there's a design flaw.
There's no such thing as a design flaw. They are all called design features. We got to get that through the community. No such thing as bugs. They're design features. And yes, what you said about Swim and Refrag, thanks for the call and thanks for supporting Urban Terror. What you said about UT Swim is true. The map worked great for version 1.27, but you got to remember that version 1.27 did not have stamina. It was a fast game. You only had one sniper rifle. You had the PSG-1. It was not a one-hit, one-kill weapon. Everybody seemed to use the UMP-45 because it was the ultimate Urban Terror weapon. So the gameplay has really come a long way. And even when stamina was introduced in 3.0 of the game, you are right, it has slowed down. But you know what? Gamers have adjusted, and they do like how it plays now. Still slow? It's debatable. I don't think we've heard that for a long time, but the game is still fast. Probably one of the faster ones out there in terms of realism-based gameplay. And that elevator music means the show is over, and what a great show it has been. Aside from some of the technical issues, and hopefully we'll get those squared away next week, I do have some more work to do with my co-host, regardless of who it is, and Spellbinder, as we continue to work out some of the minor issues here. First and foremost, I want to thank the community for stepping up and supporting Urban Radio, as well as the game you all love to play, Urban Terror. Also, a special thanks to Just Fragon for providing the Urban Radio Server of the Week. This is the Server of the Month on the Urban Terror Forums for January. And this server will continue to be showcased for the remainder of the month. I say you go check it out. There is a link on the Urban Terror Forums. And finally, thanks to my co-host, Blake Hiller, for being with us here on part of the show today. I know it's not often she gets to interact with the community, but I know if she were here, she would say she had a great time. And also thanks to Spellbinder. He is our phone screener, our technical guru. He has helped me not only this week, but shoot, like the last 6 years, 7 years, trying to get everything on the audio and now video side squared away. So Spell, my brother from another mother, thank you very much. Next time on Urban Radio, we will reload and do it again. Be prepared next time to come on live during our call-in segment. We'll make sure we have the Urban Radio Server of the Week up and running. This last week, as I said, provided by Just Fragon. Discussions next week, wow, may include a panel of guests to debate a few facets of Urban Terror. Whatever we do, it will involve you, the community. Thanks for tuning in today. The show will be available for download. Check filecloud.com, posted on the Urban Terror forums. For Inside the Game, Blake Keller and Urban Radio, I'm Oswald. And I'm out.
Oh, it's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.